signals that are reminding us that this is the time in Sangam Yuga when you can truly be free from all bondages. And so a beautiful Murali again. But I'm also interested in the fact that on Sunday we had a Murali about reasons and excuses. And again, yesterday, Baba picking up on that same topic in a lot of detail. Is that giving us a signal? It's not just a little signal. It's a big bang on our heads that this is the real thing that we need to pay attention to. So what are the reasons? And I call them reasons, and that's polite, but it's actually excuses. Then I'll say that this is the reason. And the Hindi word is just one word, karan. And so, because of this. And when you think about when it is you're saying, because of this, whatever is the reason, it could actually also be an excuse. So the English, actually, the two words make it clearer. So when is it that I'm saying, well, because of this, I know what Baba Srimad is, and I love Baba Srimad, but I'm still saying, because of this. And so, at this moment, at the beginning of the year, most people make promises, they make resolutions, and then, I don't know how long most people keep them, but certainly, before the month is out, sometimes, even before the week is out, it's changed. And we've already given excuses. And Baba's telling us this, this and this is what is good for you. We agree. And we really feel that yes, it is of benefit. It is going to be beneficial for me. And this is what I really want to do. But then something happens and I find a reason, an excuse not to be able to do it. So it's a reminder that it's time for a big shift. And I mean a shift in our own inner stage. I know that when Daddy Prakash Muni left, and these are all the Muralis from a year after Daddy Prakash Muni's departure, the first year, 2008. And at that time, I really thought that it was going to be time to make a big shift in effort. And I know that I had to deal with lots of karmic accounts at that point, and so I was dealing with those. But I didn't see a big shift in the Brahmin family. It was like when Mama left, there was a big shift because the focus had been Mama, and then because all the young sisters who later became the Dadis, their immediate contact, first point of contact had been Mama. And so Mama's gone, and now they have to move their focus to the big mother, the senior mother. And Baba made sure that that's what they understood, that it's now time for the role of the senior mother, Brahma Baba. There was a big shift. And then certainly when Brahma Baba left the physical dimension, then it needed a lot of power from Shiv Baba to bring us back again to that consciousness of who we are, what we need to do, and that this is the next step in the drama. And I had actually thought that when Dadiji left that it would be a little bit the same, that there would be a big shift. But it didn't happen, at least not that I was aware of in a visible way. And then when Dadi Janki left, there was a big shift on an external level anyway with COVID. COVID was just starting at that time. And there was a big shift in the family, but it was from in person to being online. So that was a big shift. And in some ways, yes, very good. I remember seeing a little cartoon at that time in India, and Ravan is saying to Krishna, you see, I've shut down all the temples and they're not coming to you anymore. And Krishna dances and he says, but now there's a Krishna temple in every home. Because everybody was online and everybody was doing the rituals at home, and every home had become a temple. And a little bit the same thing with the Brahmin family. When Baba said there'll be a center in every lane, it was literally that wherever there were many, many centers around, but every home had become a center. And that was abroad also. Every home became a center, not in every lane, but certainly many, many places. And so it was good, but it was also maybe not so good. Because even after COVID, it didn't happen in a very dramatic way in London, but I know in some centres it was very difficult for people to start coming back to the centre. Here, people were wanting to come back to the centre, and I remember one of the sisters who lives quite far away telling me that they knew that they couldn't come inside, and so they would come and park in that space in the driveway between the two car parks, and they would just sit there absorbing the vibrations from the walls of Global House. And so it was people like that who were really missing Baba's home. So a lot of people came. Mostly they came back. But today, what are the reasons that make me say, well, I can watch at home. I can pick up whatever I need to online. And so, if that's one of my excuses, then why am I saying that? I know the difference between being in Baba's home in person and being at home with the huge vibrations of my own home, lots of vibrations of many things going on. And so maybe that's one of the reasons that Baba wanted us to be very aware. What are the excuses that I give? And you don't usually hear two Muralis in a row with the same theme. How often does that happen? Doesn't happen so often. In fact, ever. But this time it was these two Muralis taking up the same topic. And maybe at the time of year now, the beginning of the year, the beginning of the month of January, which is sacred especially for Brahmins. So can I just see the little excuses that make me adjust Srimat in a way that's more comfortable for me? We often talk about comfort zones, and there can be so many different aspects of comfort zones. And so what is it that's keeping me comfortable? And I feel, this is okay, it's fine, Baba doesn't mind. And what is it that I really know that I need to take a jump beyond that and do what I need to do? And so this title that Baba gave us the other day, Mukti Data, the bestower of liberation. And it's actually the theme for the whole month now, liberation from all bondages. And so what are the bondages that still hold me down, that don't allow me to fly? Yesterday somebody said to me, I really feel I'm flying. I thought, keep it up. Because we all experienced the flying stage. But then, for some reason or another, there are things that come up in our lives and we don't experience the flying stage anymore. And so today, day of reflection, can I think about, well, what is the speed of my effort and am I flying? We've experienced that and we know what it feels like. Am I right? Everyone's had the experience of the flying stage. So why am I not feeling the flying stage now? And can I find those reasons and sort them out and put them right, so that again I experience the flying stage and I can feel that the bondages that I had experienced earlier have been left behind. They were down here and now I'm up above and I don't want to step back down into those bondages. And so I think over the next 31 days we'll be hearing different aspects of subtle bondages that we have to let go of. Baba, of course, has taken up one very big aspect of bondage, the ego of I, which is why when Baba was talking about attainments, and Baba spoke about what is it that makes attainments number wise, this is the Sunday Murali, and in that stage of what is it that prevents everyone from taking all the attainments that Baba wants us to have, two words, Nimit and Nirman. And so when I forget about the real I, and I come into the I of this, even when I use this term, but I'm the instrument, that can either be ascending or it can be descending. Yeah? I'm an instrument and I take it on with a certain level of authority, and that authority says, okay, you should do as I say. No, I am Baba's instrument, and when I'm remembering Baba as well as being an instrument, then it's Baba's authority, not my authority. And in that stage, then, there's also humility. Even as an instrument, what could I do just thinking of I as this much, if that? But I is Baba's instrument, and I watch the miracles that happened. And so I think it's a time for magic this year, a time for miracles to happen. And already each year we see more and more miracles in terms of Baba's service. But can I see miracles in terms of what I'm going through and the things that I'm dealing with? Yes, Baba also is available for me for that. The Almighty Authority isn't just the Almighty Authority to transform the external world from hell into heaven, but who's going to be there? It's all of us. And so heaven comes not by any external transformation. Okay, so there's a period when there's no pollution. But if human beings have the same consciousness of grab and take more and more and more, what's going to happen? Within a very short space of time, you come back to the state of Kali Yuga. But no, we learn to be Baba's instruments, and we learn how to treat each other as divine beings. We learn how to absolutely make that our natural state of being, the purity, the love, the truth. As we change and we watch God's miracles happening for us internally, and I know myself better than anyone else can know me, Baba knows me better. Do you feel that? Baba knows me and my whole life story, not just of this one birth, but of the whole cycle. And this is why Baba found me and Baba brought me to him. Sometimes I think the story of the yagya is an amazing story, which it is, but also the story of every country and every center is an amazing story. But each individual who belongs to Baba, their story is an amazing story. How Baba found them and how Baba made sure that they stayed protected and Baba was able to bring them back into the family. So each one's story is God's miracle. And as I journey on my path, that again, every day is a miracle of how Baba's transforming me. And so the heart gives thanks to Baba for all the blessings and the protection and the help that Baba's given. But now Baba wants us to do the same for 8 billion people. If you just look at the figures, 1 million Brahmins, and most of them in Bharat, but 8 billion people, and to be able to feel what it is they're going through. One of the sentences that struck me yesterday was Baba saying, it's as if there are new types of sorrow that keep coming up in the world. Things that we hadn't imagined. And it's absolutely true. Human-made famine, and the world is watching on television, and the world doesn't do anything about it. They say they're trying, but I don't know how hard they tried. I mean, can you imagine in this century, when communications are going on all the time, human-made famine. I mean, in the days of 1900, whenever it was, when there was the Bengal famine in India, nobody in Britain knew, 1900-something, nobody knew that Churchill had made a decision. I don't mind mentioning his name in public because it's out there as reality and facts of history. But there was a ship with grain coming from Australia on its way to India, and because there was a famine, and Churchill actually had it diverted to Europe. Why? There was no famine there. No, just in case something happens. But that was a time when a handful of people knew what was going on. But today, that's just one example. But then Baba said, there are new types of sorrow that keep coming up. I thought it's absolutely true. Couldn't imagine all the things that are happening today could happen in a world where the whole world is watching and knows what's going on. And yet still, Kumbhakarna isn't waking up. So we have to be the ones who say to Baba, be ready. We know that Satyuga is coming, but we are ready to open the doors to Mukti and come into Satyuga. So every Murali makes you think a lot. Every Murali just shows you that Baba is the one speaking the Murali. And yes, in the Sakar Murali, Baba says, Brahma Baba shares his experience and Shiv Baba is giving us Gyan. And then after that, the Avyat Muralis, it's Bab Dada together who is speaking. There was a lovely sentence the other day that said, one father has come from his home, and the other father has come from the subtle region. And it was very explicit. Two souls coming together, and they're two different, but yet equal. At a time when Brahma Baba became Avyat, the 13-day period was a lot of different messages or Baba coming. And in one of the messages, it was that the cycle's going around, and all the souls that come down stay down. And then as a cycle comes towards Sangam Yuga, and moves towards the end of Sangam Yuga, then one soul leaves the cycle and goes up and stays in the subtle region. And then Baba had explained that it's the soul of Brahma Baba who, having gone through the whole cycle, but then at the end is the one who leaves the cycle and stays up above. And the soul of Brahma Baba, the only one who has that experience of being up above in the subtle region and staying there for such a long period of time. What is he doing there? Waiting, waiting, waiting for us. But also, of course, world service started after Baba became avyakt. Prior to that, there were individuals here and there, but it wasn't service really. Then in 1971, the ground had been prepared and the first delegation came and Baba's service started abroad. And so from that time on, the service of the world has been happening and service in Bharat has been absolutely flying. And still, Brahmins need time. And so really a sense that whatever are the reasons and excuses that I give myself comfort with, because the comfort zones that we have are those. But I really need this. I don't want it, but I really need it. And so what are the things that I say I need? And it's really not a need, it's my wanting. And so another thing that Baba's been stressing, and it's again come up twice recently, Baba reminds us that the bank for keeping your account of punya karma, that bank is open only now in Sangam Yuga. It's true. What good karma can I do for you or for anyone for half the cycle? Each one is totally content, totally happy. Everything is fine. And then from the corporate onwards, I can't even manage to look after myself. I'm descending. So what sort of help can I give anyone else? So the real act of charity for myself or for others is only Sangam Yuga. So to what extent is my bank account flourishing? Is it going to last me through the whole kalpa? New Year's Day is a time for checking many things. And again, that's been a double reminder from Baba over the last couple of few weeks. The bank is only open now. But the one thing that, and you know about the three different types of account, but the one that I want to pick up on is where we offer punya karma, good karma, acts of charity. Baba's got a few words he connects with that. And the first word definitely is niswarat, altruistic. Yes, I know that my good karma is going to bring me fortune and blessings and happiness and everything else. But I'm really doing it out of love for Baba. I'm not doing it because somebody's asked me to do it. And yes, maybe I didn't know about something, so they give me a signal that this is what the need is, and I respond. But I'm not doing it because they have asked me to do it. I'm doing it because my heart acknowledges that this is what I want to do. And I'm doing it for love for Baba. And sometimes, at that moment of doing good karma, I do that good karma. But then later on, there's an expectation. Well, I did it for them. And so what are they doing for me now? And I forget that I actually did it for Baba. And humans were involved. But I didn't do it for them. But I forget. And so then that expectation that I gave help, whatever it was, and now they should be giving me help also. Well, they should. But that's their karma, whether they do or they don't, and who they do it for, and what consciousness they do it with. But how is it that I've forgotten that it's Baba who has to give me the return? And Baba gives me more return even today. Never mind the future, but really, Baba continually is giving me the return of whatever I've done for Baba. And I'm never going to catch up. I do a little bit and Baba gives me a lot. I do a little bit more thinking I have to give some return to Baba. But there's more coming my way. And so my intellect slips. And then I'm expecting it on this level, rather than appreciating how much is coming to me from up above. So, several things that Baba's been underlining for us for the new year. Not just one thing, many things. But what is it that touches my heart that I need to sort out? Let me begin the year with that consciousness. And there's lots of yoga things happening, because everybody agrees. Gyan, we know Gyan. Dharana, we're paying attention. Service, we're involved. But yoga, yes, we realize we need more yoga. And over the last month, Baba's been reminding us, it's not just yoga, sitting down. It's yoga also, yes, we need to do that. But it's also yoga whilst I'm engaged in karma. And if it's my intellect that's occupied with something, then before I begin and when I end, can I have that time again internally with Baba? So the underlining thing for this year, we've been having global bhakti meditations for quite a while. And now there's another program, and most of you would have received it on email or on WhatsApp even. But anyway, you'll be hearing about it in class later in the different languages, so I won't tell you now. But the Dilaram Bhakti, the bhakti to give comfort to the heart for 21 days. And it's easy when something has a specific time span. You can give it that extra attention for that time. And so for 21 days from now till Baba's Day, and then 21st, of course, has its own significance of Baba's cremation, and then the first of Yakt Murali. So, lots of things to do for the new year. One thing for sure, no Brahmin can ever say, I'm bored. There's always a list of things to do, internally and externally. And I'd had the thought that I don't want to stay in a center, because I'll get bored. And so Baba's kept me occupied. So, have a very wonderful year with all the blessings from Baba. And what we've got now is Dholi. No, after Bhog. After Bhog. Yeah, let's have Baba's Bhog now. It's Thursday, in the midst of remembering New Year. Maybe some forgot it was Thursday. But Thursday Bhog, New Year Bhog. And then after that, Madhavan Choli. Om Shanti.